Thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
How you call yourself a rapper when you wasn't rapping with a rapper who was labeled right-handed? How you tell yourself this matters when you never fell in love? Thought that came on silver platters but forgot to wear a glove. See my dreams like glass shattered, think my mom just need a hug. Now I start to see the pattern that was playing from up above. Shorty tell me that she flattered but I never gave a fuck. I'm groggy so I staggered, it's the crap I chose to master. Use it as a crush, I do climb it like a ladder. Why you slacking with the slackers if you swear you do this shit? Don't call yourself an artist if you've never painted pictures. Don't call yourself a prophet if you've never written scripture. Don't call yourself a brother if you've never loved your sister. And don't give yourself this label if you do it cause they did it.
Cause yeah.
That's stupid, not realistic. Ali ooped him but he missed it. Left y'all puking, I'm the sickest.
Hub Show, this is Jay Heish. I am in the studio with Top Pick. He goes by name Top Pick. He's from around these parts. Hagerstown, Cascade, that we live now, right?
Yeah, all
right,
Cascade.
All right, Top Pick. That was a little ditty there, a little piece of Top Picks. Got a couple tracks that sound pretty dope. Yeah. So you're 18.
Yeah,
you're
I'm 18.
You're trying to do something with it.
I'm trying to do something.
It's a jungle out here, man.
Yeah.
The music industry.
I conquer it.
You're going to conquer it?
Conquer
That's your goal? All right. Well, we talked a bit before the mics got turned on. No girlfriend, no kids. That's a good thing. Your eyes are focused on this, huh?
It's focused.
This is all you want to do?
100%.
This is all you want to do?
100%.
So you, okay. You just graduated. Obviously, you're 18. And you're living up in Cascade?
Yeah.
Right? You said you were in Harrisburg for a while, too?
Or? Yeah, for a little bit.
You've been all over the place?
All over.
Why? Yeah. I mean, when tell them why. You want to just because, right?
You know, God got a plan for me.
God got a plan for you?
You know, he's going to take me where I need to be, and hopefully one day, you know what I mean? So, I can share the glory with everybody.
Oh, there yeah. You go. Okay. A little deep. All right. Well, hey, I'm not going to argue with that. A little Top Pick. You know, I'm in my mid-40s. I've been listening to hip-hop since 81, 82. As you know, if you ever listen to the interview I did with DJ Shmoo, we had a nice little chat about it. Good stuff. And we're pretty picky about what passes for hip-hop nowadays. You know, to some other people's chagrin, that's just the way it is. Just because we lived through the whole thing, the golden era, the Wu-Tang era, all that stuff. And, you know, the bar is kind of high. But I like what I heard. There's some flow there. I hear a little bit of Pete Rock on some of the tracks you sent me, a little bit. So that's a good thing. And this is Unsigned Hype. This is a Top Pick. What do you want to tell the world, man?
For real, you know, I'm here to make music. That's what I want to do. I want to inspire the youth.
Yeah.
I don't want to give across the wrong message, you know, make mm-hmm. anybody feel like they're being threatened. I don't really want to sound too political, but
right,
you know what I mean?
But some things need to be said.
Some things need to be said. And okay. I don't ever want to hear what I got to say, because if you actually sit down and listen to it, you know, yeah. it could do something for you.
So your tracks, what are you, is there a certain particular meaning behind all of them, or is it something different every song?
Usually I try to come up with something different every song.
Uh-huh.
I don't really like, you know what I mean? Because it seems like nowadays everyone rap about the same thing.
Right.
So why would I, you know problem. What I mean? Every song I want to touch a little bit of a different topic.
I gotcha.
You, right now, you know what I mean? I'm the type of rapper, I rap about like how I'm living in the moment. So right now, you know what I mean? I'm trying to make my mark. I'm trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hear about, you're going to hear me talk about I'm trying to make it.
Well, right.
Along with everyone else, you know?
Yeah.
It's a race.
It's a claw of the yeah, top, right? Yeah. And you're only 18 though, man. You were born in 2000?
99.
Okay.
Very end.
These were in the same century. Well, hey, it's funny because, I mean, talking to young guys like you, I sit here and list some of the greatest MCs that ever touched the mic, and some kids your age don't know these people, don't know these names. It's kind of weird the way hip-hop has gone. Like, if you're into rock and all that stuff, I mean, you just know who Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff were, but hip-hop is a little different. You know, 25, 30, 35 years ago, some names just don't mean nothing. Like, I brought up Pete Rock. You didn't know the name, but when you played the track, I played the Reminisce Over You. You go, oh, yeah.
Actually, I grew up playing a lot of Madden, and that was a
It was the one track, tracks, on right? Yeah. So, I mean, you learned it somehow, so there you go. But, I mean, I can go back. I mean, Slick Rick, that name mean anything to you?
I've heard the name.
You heard the name.
Definitely heard the name, yep.
You got to listen to the tracks, dude. All right, Big Daddy Kane. No,
can't say I've heard that one.
Oh man, folks, that's what I'm talking about. Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim. Kids, this is people. This is the new generation.
You gotta change it.
You gotta change that. You gotta know who the legends are. Rakim is the god MC of all time. You have heard it. That's the problem. You've heard all these guys. You just don't put a name to it until you hear a song. I promise you that. I mean, obviously, you know who Run DMC are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, you know Dr. Dre and Snoop and all Dre, that, of course. Snoop, I mean, they're still around doing their thing, right? Yep. But see, Public Enemy won't mean to you what it meant to us back in 88, 89. We were there for all that stuff. It was nuts. Eric Sermon, EPMD, no.
You know, I'm kind of ashamed. I'm kind of ashamed because, like,
might be ashamed.
There's not really a lot of rappers that I could really look up to coming up.
Uh-huh.
I kind of, you know what I mean? Right. Kendrick? I like Kendrick. Like Kanye.
Kanye? You like Kanye?
I like Kanye. You know, because Kanye, the older Kanye, you know what I mean? The newer Kanye.
The one that points to the sky. And
yeah, it's just, you know, people change. You know what I mean? The industry definitely changes people. Uh-huh. You can tell over time.
Okay. But you did mention you knew Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Of course you know Wu-Tang.
Everyone
you know
knows
Method Man, yep. Right? All right, okay. Wu-Tang. So it was like, I wonder, like, Wu-Tang is like the Led Zeppelin of hip-hop. I used to say to people, you know, DMC, Run DMC and Beastie Boys and all that are the Led Zeppelins and AC/DC's of hip-hop, but I don't know. Guys your age, we're creeping up there. We're talking 94 with Wu-Tang Clan, man. Interesting, man. This is an interesting conversation. Well, I promise the next time you talk, you will have heard all these artists whose names I named off. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the shit.
Yeah,
I promise you, man.
Yep.
I promise you.
I look forward to it.
So, top pick. You're out here. You're a free agent. You're unsigned hype. But you got a gig in Manhattan coming up when?
On April 20th.
April 20th. Not too far. 2 weeks, man. Not even that. A couple days, dude.
Yeah? Yep.
What's the problem? You just need a ride up there?
Just need a ride.
Need a ride. Do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
So if someone said, hey, I'll give you a ride to New York, you know where they need to drop you off?
Yep.
Have you been to New York?
I have.
Okay, all right. So you know you. Okay. Why don't you get one of those, like, there's a shuttle that goes here from Hagerstown.
To New York?
To New York on the weekends.
Really?
Yeah. When we're off the year, When's the 20th? What day is that?
Friday. The show's actually on a Saturday. I'm going up there on the 20th, the day before.
Where are you going to stay?
Not too sure yet. I kind of want to save some money up.
Wherever the bus drops you off?
Yeah, probably.
You're a survivor, huh? Yep. Listen to this. This is top pick. Unsigned hype. 18 years old, keeping his head up. You've been around the block, so to speak, around this place, man.
Yeah.
You just graduated high school. What else do you want to do besides this? You getting your anything else?
This is my goal.
You have to have a backup plan.
They tell you to have a backup plan. This actually is my backup plan.
No. You have to have a backup plan,
If I had to pick a backup plan.
Come on. What are you interested in? Besides this, come on, dude.
I like to write, you know.
To just write rhymes?
I actually have a trade in video production.
There you go. You good with video?
Good with video.
You good with photography and stuff for the most part?
Mm-hmm.
Are you technically savvy with the computers and all the software?
If I know the software, I can cut it up and make it look
like
pretty good.
What software have you dabbled in? Like Final Cut Pro or
anything?
Final
Cut Pro.
Okay.
Yep.
You've been around it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, someone's at the door. Come on in. Who could it be? Like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Hey, looky looky. Oh, hey, you must be Porno John. Well, the party just got started. All right, folks, that was top pick. You want to get out of here on another track? Play the next one you like. He's going to cue it up. There we go. This is top pick, y'all. April 20th. April 21st. Manhattan. 21st, we're at.
Manhattan.
We're at.
I forget the name of the venue.
Well, how are you going to get there?
I got it in my phone.
Okay, that's cool, dude. I believe you, man. I'm just looking out for you. Once you get to Manhattan, I know I get you a gig. Alright, top pick, y'all. Up show. Let's blow it up. Destined from the start. I don't got friends, so I gotta hit the charts. February into March. Flag all distractions, even if her back has got the arch. Temptation has me craving, I'm not joking, I'm not laughing. All throughout life, these things happen. Death, loss, all right, tonight we were supposed to do an episode on home ownership. Instead, we're going to touch on the whole marijuana, cannabis, legalization, drugs.
Why not? Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Hub Show, Jay Heisch is here, Chris Canfield's in the house.
Skeet, skeet.
Jay Lewis is back.
Hey.
We got Steven and John here from Simple Pleasures out here in Hagerstown.
What's up?
Also known as Porno John. We've heard of him.
Yes.
The Hub Show is becoming known.
Nine balls deep.
Mildly legendary in this town.
Mildly. Okay. No, so, yeah. Hey, we obviously we're kicking on the microphones. We're talking about all kinds of shit up in here.
Right.
Yes.
Who can and can't be racist and this and that. Talking about Asians and Hispanics and blacks and just a good old time up in here.
Yeah. We all multicultural.
I saw Ebony and Ivory riding a mechanical bull this weekend.
Did you?
With no panties on. A crazy, crazy story.
Where were you?
Mm-hmm. All right. So I go to Baltimore, right?
Oh,
go
no, down that to, tells it all.
I go to soundstage to a punk show.
Tales from the Chris.
Right? I go to soundstage for a punk show. So
what there's, is a, there's punk a
whole,
show?
Well, it's just a punk band, right? There's a whole lot of teenage angst and everything. You know, spiky hair and aggressive piercings that have they've gone on to in their 30s, right? Now these people are grown up, but they're still angry. So we went in there. So I like to mix it up. So I got in the mosh pit, and I was throwing myself around and getting thrown around, and somebody threw a beer and hit me in the back of the head, and I had a beer in my hand, a full one, when I went in the pit. And when I came out, the can was just crushed in my hand, and the beer was all over my shirt and my face, and my hair was soaking wet. I was just covered in beer.
And you wonder why.
And then I got pushed down, right? I got pushed down. I fell down. And then these guys, like, came and picked me up, drug me off to the side of the pit, and I was standing there beside the one guy, and I looked over, and he just bent over and just started chucking. Right in the middle of the crowd.
As in getting sick.
Just throwing up everywhere. I was like, I threw my hands up in the air. I was like, I'm out. That's it. I just turned around and walked out. I was like, so I went to go pee.
Mm-hmm. I heard they left you.
Yeah, right?
I heard they made the car on you.
So then I go up to, and I'm just sitting at the bar. So the two guys I went down there with, they're like texting me, like, where are you at? I was like, somebody threw up in the pit. They're like, what? Why didn't you tell us? So I don't know if they slipped in it or I don't know what the hell was going on, but they come out of there, right? So we watched the rest of the show from like the outside.
Right.
But afterwards we go to Angel's Rock Bar, and Angel's has that that country side to it. You know what I'm talking about? You ever been to Angel's?
Nope, never heard of it.
Never been to Angel's? It's down in it's in the Inner Harbor in Restaurant Row. Big bar in there.
Never heard of it.
Anyways, in one side they got rock. Uh-huh. Rock music, and the backside they got country music, and they have a mechanical bull in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm good with the riding on the bull.
Right. So I go in there. I put up like
I can ride the bulls.
Well, I put my I ordered three beers for us, right?
Oh Lord.
And they don't keep your card, so they give you your. They gave me three receipts, one for each beer, I think.
Something's and then wrong
they,
with that
and
waiter.
Then each receipt had three lines on it. There was one to donate to the bartender. There was a line for tipping, and there was
the
a line
same thing.
And there was a line for something else. And I was like, "What is all this?" Right. So I'm like trying to figure out what this menagerie of paper is and how to fill it out. So I got pissed off and I just wrote no, 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 no on all the lines. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I slammed the thing down and I walked away. Well, it turns out I left my card laying on the bar.
Oh, no.
When I did that.
I know your name.
So I go around the corner anyways.
Shame,
and
shame.
I walk up and there's this girl, and she's getting ready to get on the mechanical bull. She's wearing one of them, like, you know, the tight, like, spandex dresses type thing. She gets up there on that inflatable raft that's around the bull, and she hikes that tucking dress up. No underwear. Just puss
free
out.
Fall.
Puss out. It was out.
Free fall.
Right?
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah. And for the world to see, she didn't care. She threw her leg up over that bull, got up on the thing, started riding it, and it was direct contact with the saddle, I'm telling you.
Well,
just
I won't
back
be going
and forth.
There.
Right?
I would not be going there.
Sister clean.
So they ride it for a little while, and her friend gets up on there, and her friend gets up behind her, and she's not wearing any underwear either.
Wow.
They're like, yeah. So, there's, yeah. So,
loud and proud, huh?
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
And then eventually
they get thrown off the bull, and there's, you know, the dresses are like up.
Yeah.
And you can see everything, and the whole world is like sitting there watching. Like there was nobody watching the mechanical bull before
tonsils and all.
Before
huh?
this thing you. Started, you know, before the thing started, everybody was just kind of like dancing and doing their own thing.
Until
and
then they got on,
and then now the crowd is like huddled around this bull, like everybody's watching.
Now,
this
did
thing.
You see a lot of people with their phones out?
No, actually, yeah, right? I didn't.
Because they probably went viral.
I didn't actually. My
and they have no moral code,
right?
None. None at all.
Right?
And
I was like, do you see what's happening here? What was the name of the bar again? It was Angel's Rock Bar.
Well, I won't go there because they need some serious sanitization going
on.
And then I told my buddy,
they need a good cleaning crew.
My buddy was in the bathroom, right? And he comes out and he's like, hey, man. He's like, what did I miss? I was like, oh, man.
You missed it all. He
goes, I'll call that bareback.
Right? And he said, yeah.
Literally.
He said, you know what you should do? He said, you should go up there and sign up and just ride the bull face first.
Ew.
There you have it, folks.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Tales from the Chris.
But now I don't have my card. So I had to leave there, and I asked the bartender, and the bartender was being a bitch about it. She was like, I tried to convey to her, I've come to the conclusion that the reason I don't I have problems in life is because I don't put words in the proper order to get things
done. What did you say?
I told her, I said, do you have my card? And she goes, no, we don't keep cards. And I said, I was standing over there, and I left my card laying on the bar. I said, you know, she's like, we don't keep cards. And she just kept saying, we don't keep cards. What I should have said was,
I left my card on the bar,
and I think somebody may have turned it in, but I didn't say that, you know.
But you probably was like, you know, had too many drinks at that time.
Yes.
And so the verbiage.
Right. And I was frustrated when she kept giving me the bitch face. So I just was like, all right, fine. I'll walk outside and I'll call M&T and cancel my card.
You know, first she was happy, then you came upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was your weekend in Baltimore, huh? Good times.
Yes. It was good times. Yeah.
So you getting your new card?
And I slept all the way back. I didn't drive, so I slept all the way back.
There you go.
Felt good.
You don't ever drive, Chris.
I heard you didn't throw up.
Right. You ran a bike.
I heard you didn't throw up on the way back.
I did not throw up on the way back this time.
I heard about that.
So you getting your card from M&T, getting you a new card.
Yeah. Now I don't have access to my bank account this week because I got to wait on M&T to send me a new card.
Well, that's what happens.
All right.
When you're not being responsible.
Uh-huh.
That's Chris.
Those women took your eyes off the prize.
They took it off for you.
Right.
Double whammy this weekend.
So what'd you guys do this weekend? Anything?
My son went to the prom. So he went to the Chambersburg.
That's not for you to talk about,
prom.
Though, Shay.
I'm excited. I was so excited to, you know, get, you know, him and his buddies getting ready. And then they went to a party afterwards.
Can I ask you a question, Mom?
Yes.
Did you like his date?
No, he didn't take a date, so I was excited.
Oh, sweet.
What prom is that?
That means he had two or three of them.
That's right. He said, I'm meeting me some dates at the prom. And then he went viral because, like, people from the church was saying, hey, I saw your son. I'm like, how did you see him? Well, my daughter saw him on Snapchat, right? And he was looking nice. And
he's the only one wearing that fancy red suit.
Yeah, I saw that fancy red suit.
He went to the prom without somebody. Did he come back with somebody, or do you know?
Well,
that's not Mom's business.
We should not be coming back with anything at my house.
Or anybody?
Anyone. No.
Really?
No, not at my house. You know, not 16, you're not doing that.
No.
No, when you get your own house, you can bring anybody
back.
If he had
come back that night with a chick or two on his arm, you'd have been like, what are you doing?
It's no, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind?
That's the difference between moms and dads.
I know, right?
Right?
Yeah, because that's not allowed.
Dads would have been high-fiving, right?
No, that's not allowed.
But if he had himself a date going to, that would have been all good?
He can go to.
Going out with a date, but coming back with...
No, because it's going to be late. It's all after. Right. No, just, you don't need that. You don't need
that. I see where your head's at,
Shay. No, I don't have a problem.
How old is he?
16. But you're not going to...
How old is your daughter?
23.
When she went to her prom, she had a date?
No, she didn't.
She didn't go to prom?
She went to prom, but she
did she come home?
She came home.
Oh, okay. All right.
She came home early, too.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's
by like, herself?
Yeah, by herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you wonder why?
No.
There was no concern?
No concern. My son.
I'm glad.
Now, my son that's 21.
Yeah.
He went to the prom by himself. He met his dates. See, I'm all excited about this. I'm like, I don't have to spend it.
Man. Okay.
Mm. But see, that's smart.
A
because
agenda.
I think they listened to my story. You know, I had a horror story for prom.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. My prom date starts stripping at the prom.
Oh, sweet.
That's not a horror story. I was going to the, you know how the girls go freshen up their makeup to take the pictures and we get making sure our hair is uh-huh. together. I said, I'll be right back. You know, and then I get a bum rush of people saying, hey, Shay, your date is stripping. I said, what you mean he's stripping? And so I'm going, the jacket was off. The bow tie was off.
Had he been drinking?
No, the shirt was off. And he was down to the cupper bun.
Yeah. Oh, nothing but the cover bun.
Well, he had his pants on, but he was down. Okay. Yeah.
He was getting there.
He's getting there.
That is the most, that would be the most awkward piece of clothing to leave on if you were to strip.
No.
You'd just leave a cover bun.
He was going from the jacket to the bow tie and the shirt down to the cover bun he had in his hands, twirling around, talking about going to the motel. I was like, who are you going to the motel with? I'm not going with nowhere with you.
Was he just out there by himself doing that?
Yes.
He was on drugs or something?
No, he wasn't on drugs. Yeah. This natural.
Bath salts didn't exist back then.
No, it didn't.
Acid you know, did.
He might have been on something. And, you know, my mom forced me to go to the prom with him because he wasn't my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
So your boyfriend had to watch you go to the prom with some other guy?
Oh, wow. Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, we didn't go to the same school.
No wonder the dude stripped.
So the thing is, I'm going to tell you, this is how ironic it was. So my boy. I was allowed to stay because I wanted to stay. Come home at 5 a.m. I could go with this guy because he was a church guy. See?
5 a.m?
Yeah. Because I wanted to go to the after party. And I didn't even go up to the after party. I was so tired from the prom. I was like, I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, the stripper and all that.
Yeah. And dealing with the ignorance. So I just came home and went to sleep and got some rest. But no.
Did you see the stripper guy after?
That's cool. Yeah, he went to my church.
So did you confront him about that after?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. And, you know, he was
like, that's natural for him. Just go.
He just got excited. I don't know what he got excited about.
I don't think I've been awake.
So if he gets excited
5 o'clock
like
in
the middle
morning.
Of the mall, he just starts stripping.
I don't know what happened. Man. He ended up going to college with my boyfriend.
Stripatosis.
And he saw a picture. The guy took the picture, our prom picture, and put it up in his dorm room. And my boyfriend saw it and got mad.
Well, yeah.
And broke up with me.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So I think when I told my, I said I had fun in my junior prom when I didn't go with anybody, I had fun.
Right.
You know, I think that was my senior prom, the stripper.
That's quite the story, though.
So, but I think my kids, when I told them that my prom experience, I think they said that they didn't want to go through that. So,
right, but the story wouldn't be the same without the stripper part. I'm just saying. We wouldn't be talking about it,
And I told my mom years later, and she said, oh, he shouted at church. Now, see, that's, you know, I'm Baptist. And he shout. We called him Shouting John.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Stripping John.
I'm Porno John.
We called him Shouting John because he played the drums and shouted.
That's what they
spirit.
Call John at church, Porno John.
So, yeah, I'm like, but we did the prom this weekend. That was great. I was so excited. And,
got some nice pictures.
Got some
kids,
nice pictures.
All good.
Yeah.
You're proud of them.
Very excited. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He drove.
He drove. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He came home safe.
Yeah. He came home safe.
Were you worried while he was out? You tapped your watch.
I was asleep. Oh. I was asleep.
You could sleep.
You know, ironically, I never gave my kids a curfew.
Yeah.
So you know, they just came home at a reasonable time. They always did. So I never gave them a curfew.
Nice.
I had curfews.
Right. Yeah. We're a different era.
Yeah. Midnight. Midnight. I did you back at midnight.
Not 12:01.
Right.
I was back at 11:58 always.
I was supposed to be back at midnight, and then I would stay out. And then one day they just decided to start locking the door, so I climbed through the window and got the house key and went to Walmart and got my own key made.
Uh-huh.
And then was like, yeah, you're not going to lock me out
anymore.
Resourceful. Yeah.
MacGyver over here.
So. Yeah. We had alarms on our door, so yeah, my mom had the alarm pad in her room, so when the alarm go off, you have to go to her room. Well, that wasn't going to happen, so I had to be back at 11:58.
Your mom had a lockdown on you, didn't she?
No, she had a lockdown. Clank, clank.
Clank, clank, right?
Yeah, I was like so upset. She knew I was going to be unruly.
Well, on the flip side, our guest here,
Yeah, he's unruly, huh?
From Simple Pleasures. What's the address of that place? I've driven by it. I don't know the address, though.
The Old Orchard Shopping Center, 17605 Virginia Avenue.
Virginia Avenue. Right? All right. Yep. And you got Steven here. He's your store manager?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. In charge of inventory, all that
stuff. He's even got a sweater that says store manager store, on it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Now, what do y'all sell there?
Yeah. Do tell.
We sell a lot of tobacco accessories.
Like
your glass pipes.
Ashtrays. Yeah. Glass pipes.
Water pipes. Vaporizers. Yeah. Grinders.
Right. Sure.
Scales.
Mm-hmm. You sell these hats. I got a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam.
That's actually a local brand. I got the hat. Go Bananas. They're out of Frederick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, Frederick.
Yeah, that's right. They are. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Everybody talks about this banana hat, but nobody knows what it's from.
Well, it doesn't have any. It's just
they
a banana.
A monkey. Yes,
like, I believe the it's BHO, right?
Yeah.
Which stands for what?
Butane hash oil.
Butane hash oil.
Butane. So how long has Simple Pleasures been open? How long has it been around?
Since 2004.
You opened it, John?
Yeah.
That's you? So you've been around for 14 years?
Yeah.
Business is good?
Well, we was an adult store back then.
Oh, that's where you came from, yeah.
That's where the nickname comes from.
John, I get it. So how long?
We was that way till what, 2010, I think, is when we started switching.
Okay.
Well, was it a gradual switch? You had some porn, some tobacco products?
Okay. Yeah. We finally had 2016. We eliminated the adult side.
And why, did you find out that it was going down?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, it was going down for a while.
Was it really?
Yeah, we got kicked out of our old location. So we went to when we moved up to Old Orchard. They allow us to sell this.
Oh, in that building, that's what it is. Yeah. Otherwise, you would have kept on selling it. I mean, there's a market for that stuff.
I don't know.
Not really.
Not in the age of Pornhub, right? Nobody wants videos anymore.
I don't know. I always wonder about that. I don't even understand how anyone could be paying for porn nowadays anyway.
Exactly.
It was free. I mean, when we first started, you were selling
the gadgets to go with it.
So I can't imagine growing up as a kid where it's everywhere now. You can just
YouTube.
Anybody can get on the internet and see it.
You have no idea.
Right? When I was a kid, I had to find it in like.
Yeah, but you were also what? You were 16.
I had
15,
to like find
then,
it.
But the internet was already around, though. Try being a kid. How old are you, John?
I'm 36.
The internet didn't come around.
You wouldn't know.
Shay can't really relate.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't get on the internet until
I was about 15 or...
I was probably
16 or 17.
I was 16 or 17 when the internet
first came on. Man, try being a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s and whatnot before. The internet wasn't even heard of yet.
Yes.
If you want to see porn, you had to go find a magazine.
Yeah.
Or one of your friend's dad's VHS or Betamax stash.
Yeah.
And see, my dad used to own two rental stores.
Well, that's different, man.
So... He had boxes.
Okay.
It was always
you had the stash to break into. But still, you guys, teen years, you had the internet.
Yeah.
Whole different world growing up in the 80s, you know.
Yeah. Because we didn't have all you heard about the Playboy, you know, magazines, Playgirl.
Well, there's a whole slew in there, Shay. Yeah. But anyway,
I have met a lot of porn stars in my.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, you got posters.
I actually met Larry Flint, too.
You met Larry Flint?
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah, he actually has a gold wheelchair.
I'll
a
bet
golden
he does.
Wheelchair.
With diamonds on it.
Really?
Really?
How about
they
that?
They wheel him out. He can't really talk that well. He scribbles his name, and after
what,
so long,
is,
he gets.
What is his problem?
Head, they take him away.
What is Larry Flint's problem? What's he got?
Well, he was shot.
He was shot. He's paralyzed, right? From the waist down?
Yeah.
He was shot. I don't know the story.
Well,
watch the movie, dude.
It's kind of a weird story because he got shot
really good
because
movie,
he had a black, like, I think a black guy and a white woman, and a guy shot him for it. But they've since made peace.
Huh.
But he's been in a wheelchair ever since.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Of all things, he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah. So, and now
a lot of people originally thought it was over because he's a big person for, you know, the First Amendment.
He's a huge
free speech person. That's what he was famous for.
I've heard the stories of him having the little pump. He pumps it up with the pump.
I don't know anything about that. But he's paralyzed, so I mean, what does it matter? He's like Ron Colbert rolling around in the wheelchair,
right?
You know, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. But so you made the switch from adult products, and now it's all tobacco products, right?
Well, we do. We don't sell. We can't sell THC, and we can't. Technically sell stuff for THC.
Not tobacco products, though, but you sell the, what do you call it? The tools to use the tobacco products.
Water pipes. You know, glass pipes, metal pipes, silicones.
Bubblers.
Steven's going to go
down
the
list
here.
There's a huge list of stuff
on your inventory. Bubblers.
We got bubblers, starting with glass, I guess, any type of rig, water pipes, silicone pipes, to grinders. Storage, we have Kratom. Glass jars. Kratom's great. Does great for us.
And the other chemical in marijuana is CBD, which we do have all types of CBD products, from edibles to oils to cooking oils to...
Now, Maryland, what's the... As it's famous in this country, what's the marijuana laws in Maryland? It's illegal still, right?
Medical is legal, and it's decriminalized for 10 grams or less.
If you're over 21.
Okay.
You get like a parking ticket.
But you don't sell that. You sell tobacco.
Really. We don't sell no tobacco at all. We don't even have a tobacco license.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. You don't just sell the actual cigarettes or anything.
You sell the accessories.
Right. People come in and ask for the hookah, the stuff you smoke in hookahs, and we can't even sell that either because you have to have a tobacco license.
You sell the hookah stuff?
Yeah, we have a few hookahs.
Is that big around here, the hookah thing?
Hooker.
They had a hookah bar one time.
Right up here, it was really popular with like underage kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like 18-year-olds who wanted to go out and hang out. It's just something for them
people
to do.
People used to claim you got a high from it, but I don't.
I've gotten buzzed from it, but I don't smoke cigarettes.
Shay, have you been to a hookah?
That might be wild.
No, I went to a restaurant. My cousin owned a restaurant in Las Vegas, and he had a hookah as part of the dessert menu, and with the dessert, he wanted you to try a flavor. He always recommended a flavor, hookah flavor. And I'm not a smoker, but I tried it, but I don't inhale, so didn't do anything for me.
Right.
So, but everybody else, they liked the chocolate flavor with the dessert we had, they said it was really good.
Last name Clinton, huh? Shay Clinton.
No. I just don't. I don't smoke. I'm not a smoker. Into that.
I don't smoke. I still inhale every once in a while.
He doesn't drive either. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
You don't smoke nothing?
Cigarettes
too.
Nothing.
Stogies. Big old cigars.
Me either. And, I think Shay and I were talking about this before. I mean, a lot of people ask me. I lived in California forever. And then one of the first questions people come, hey, man, do you party? Because that's just what they do out there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't. And I have nothing against people who do. That's their business, man. Mm-hmm. By all means, rock on. I get high off music and stuff like that. Do I know what it really means to be high? Probably not, because I haven't smoked it. I smoked weed twice in my life. It didn't do anything for me, and kind of glad it didn't, because if it did, I might be, impulsively addicted to it. And
Same here.
I'm kind of glad I didn't like it.
I'm high on life. I don't need it. I didn't need it, and I tried it.
At the same time, I'm not preaching. I mean, if you do it, that's your business.
That's you.
Right? But like anything, there are people who can't handle it. Just like some people can't handle their alcohol, they can't handle that stuff, and then they're ruining it for everybody, right?
Yeah. Isn't that right, Chris?
Right. It is right. Listen, I work construction, so I feel a little rough on Friday nights when I get home. So
I know.
I like to smoke.
The railroad is your friend.
I'll smoke a little bit on Friday, Saturday night. I don't smoke every day and... like that stuff. But if I'm laying around the house doing nothing, I'll order a pizza. I'll smoke, watch a movie.
That's
whatever.
Your business, your life. Like you said, I'm more libertarian.
Smoke, it helps me sleep.
And I know I can't. I know I can't drive on it.
But I don't.
I feel really weird.
You don't drive at all. So you mean you can't drive your bicycle?
Yeah. You can't ride your bike on that stuff. Yeah. There's no way. You'd be flying like ET.
And sometimes he's on a boat.
I got a T-shirt that says I'm on a boat.
Literally.
I think he really is sometimes.
That's what I said, literally. I think a lot of... what is your biggest clientele? What's the age group?
Oh, we get all types of...
All kinds, all types.
Yeah,
huh?
I guess. I would say more early 20s, I guess. But
early 20s?
I like that.
But we've had people in their 70s.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
50s, 60s,
no, I got
40s.
A buddy of mine. I got a buddy of mine who I went to high school with, and we didn't do anything like that. But after I left, I went to the military, and he was in his 20s. He got into weed. He still smokes it to this day. But he told me that the one thing about that really blew his mind when he was like maybe 23, 24, he started smoking weed, is that the people you don't expect. All of a sudden, they know you smoke weed. They come out and start talking about, "Oh yeah, I smoke it too."
Yeah,
family members.
Well, they say it's like one in four people. So I mean,
I think
it's even above that.
It's amazing.
Last I heard, it was like 52% of Americans.
He just said it's amazing how many people come out of the woodwork once they know you cross that threshold.
Yeah,
they can talk about it. He's like, the people you least expect to be doing it are the ones doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Growing up in the 70s, if you're a 70s kid, a whole lot of people smoked back then that you wouldn't expect that smoke, but it was a whole lot of doctors, lawyers.
There was a lot of hiding it back then.
And still do it. And so, like I said, I don't care what you do with your life is your personal business. As long as you don't try to make me force it on me, I don't, you know. Right. Yeah. So, you know, but it's, you know, it's for, you know, but it's for like for the people with cancer that I do know that smoke marijuana. Right. And they need that because
you got CBD. CBD is helpful with that too.
That because you know my grandmother has two types of cancers, and I know. I mean, she doesn't. She's not in pain or anything. See, but I know when I had a family member who had cancer, one that had AIDS, and they was going through all that pain. You know, it wasn't legal at that time, but I.
What
think
also
that,
makes you eat more too?
Yeah, they would need that.
I read about a lot about that, the medical side of it, the veterans who are using it for their post traumatic stress,
their PTSD,
and their wounds, and everything else.
So CBD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is Kratom is having major effects on that.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kratom Kratom's all in the news and everything, and I don't know anything about
it. What is Kratom?
So how does it
the work? The FDA is on a war against Kratom because the pharmaceuticals run the FDA.
Big pharma.
And Kratom can actually help you get off opiates. They can actually do surgery if you take enough of it because it's sedative. You know, and it can give you energy. There's so many different strains to it. There's so many different versions.
Now, it's a natural plant.
Yeah, it's a natural tree that grows in Thailand, I think Vietnam, Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has to be a tropical temperature, and you basically eat the leaves. They've been eating these leaves for hundreds and hundreds of years
Thousands of years, right.
Yeah, and it's never killed anybody. The FDA is trying to say it does. Now they're trying to link it to salmonella. I think it's keep coming up with new stuff. But Steven actually tried it, so he knows more of the experience. I've never actually took it.
Yeah, I first started taking Kratom back in when I first started working at the store in 2016 when I broke my collarbone. I work at a ski resort, and I broke my collarbone in December. And I started taking Kratom over the actual prescriptions that they gave me because it seemed to it helped me more. And that's when I first started doing my research on it. And what it is, it has alkaloids in the plant, and that's what hit the same pain receptors in your brain as a pain pill would.
Okay.
So that's how it gives you the pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
There's primarily like three different strands. There's like red, white, and green. And your red strands are usually like your highest in alkaloid count, so it gives you the most pain relief. White strands kind of give you more of like an energy and a mood boost. And
Steven knows his stuff.
Yeah, a green vein strand is kind of good in between.
Smart hire there, John.
It's
the store manager.
Did you know this before you started working at Simple Pleasure?
Not really. Not much about Kratom.
But you learned about it.
Yeah. When I first started working at the store, I didn't know much about Kratom at all, but we do very well with it. It helps a lot of people.
A lot of people come in for
the medical
reason,
we have a lot
of
good stories.
Yeah. I've witnessed a lot of, like,
right, so we've seen a number of states pass the recreational marijuana laws. You know, California recently, Colorado, we know, Oregon, right? There another one.
Oregon, Washington D.C. is
Washington D.C. But I mean, what is there a push in Maryland for
Maryland? There is. It's in the news. I know they got something in the ballot coming up to try to make it an ounce now instead of 10 grams or less.
Yeah,
but I know they're trying to get on the ballot. I mean, it might get on the ballot this year.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a couple more years.
It's a struggle, though, right? Yeah. A lot of pushback against it.
PA just passed medical.
Yes, we
did. They're working on recreational, too.
But wait, is Maryland, did they approve medical?
Yeah, medical is, believe it or not, medical has been kind of legal in Maryland for a long time that people didn't know.
Really?
It was just a parking ticket, kind of like the recreational is now. Then they finally changed it and made medical 100%
legal. What are the laws just over the border in West Virginia with the big opioid problem? What's the marijuana laws?
West Virginia is not where I'm from.
Right, okay.
West Virginia is a little weird. I mean, for one, they apparently love their opiates.
Apparently so.
Because they're going to outlaw Kratom, which has been a big proponent.
This is the
help.
Alternative to it, right.
Yeah.
They, you know, in Colorado and all them states, opiates has went down.
Right.
So even marijuana has helped on that, but West Virginia is not even talking about that, really.
Oh, you know what they're doing. They're just blaming the 81 corridor. Like, oh. But, you know, I have my own theory.
Well, no, Huntington's the worst. Huntington, West Virginia is the worst in the country.
Really?
And they're not even close to the interstate. They're really not close to anything, but so I guess Cincinnati. There.
Just hiding out doing it. Yeah.
But I just, you know, I got my own theory about how that starts. Opiate addiction starts.
Yeah, well,
it's just crazy.
Ohio. Really? Yeah, our biggest border is Ohio, Virginia.
What's the theory, Sherry?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you an example. My brother has a chronic asthmatic, and so the medication he's on for having asthma, it makes him really hyper. Well, you know, teachers, because they don't want to deal with your kids, if they hyper or, you know, little, you know, just a little high strung, they want to medicate your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So they want you to put you on some Ritalin or whatever, Adderall or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. The kids be on there for so long. Okay. Yeah. Then when they get to adulthood, their body is used to that. So they got, if their doctor say, well, you've been on this so long, we don't need Adderall anymore, you should be functioning now. Their body has gotten accustomed to that drug. So now you go to the opiates, and that's what that is.
What and just the doctors, I mean.
And the doctors also.
4 years ago, you could walk in, well, probably longer than that, when Washington County Hospital was still here, you could walk in and just say you had a back pain. They're like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, doctors
they didn't even check you. They just gave it to you.
Yeah, doctors feed like into that. But,
right. When I was living in Florida, there was actually like buildings called, they would have big signs up front, pain center.
Yeah.
And you just go in there and you
pain management places.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They didn't check you. They just gave
you just
it to
go
you.
In. Yeah, you just go in and say, hey, I got my knee hurts. And
so I blame the pharmaceutical company for this.
Oh, I blame a lot of them.
Because the pharmaceutical company tells the doctors, okay, give them this.
Well, the FDA gets a cut too.
Yeah, and then I look at the school districts, because you want to medicate these kids. You know, some of the side effects of the medication they're on is because it makes them hyper. Like my brother, he was chronic asthmatic. That was a side effect of the medication of his inhaler. So, you know, you just can't sit up there and medicate people and medicate. You know, you need something to make you feel good to get up, something to make you feel good to go to bed. Right. You know, you keep all these self-medicating, and we need to do something different from that. And doctors need to understand some things you just need to have the kids to calm down, but they need to figure out another way.
I mean, not to get off topic. I mean, I think some of the school shootings are related to some of that. I mean, you think 20 years ago you didn't have all these pills.
No, it wasn't even, yeah.
And some of these pills, like Adderall, if some people, when they give that to you, it has the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
You go into depression mode.
Right.
And some of these other things, they just keep popping out. They don't know the true effects of some. You know, everybody's body's different. You know, like even with kratom, I mean, it could be a different effect for one person than it could another person.
And, right. And the overuse of opioids is like, now when you actually go to the doctor and you really need it, they're sketchy to give it to you now.
Right.
You know?
And like, I always tell them, listen, I don't even want it.
I'm really in pain. I really need something. And then they won't give it to you.
Well, and that's the even the worst, because those people who really need it can't get it. And then... Because, you know, now they just scared to write the script pad, but they were so, at one point, they just write a script for everybody.
And that was led to a lot of people. I mean, I know people personally that led them to heroin.
Yeah,
because heroin was cheaper. They wouldn't give them the opiates anymore, so they went to the streets and got the heroin.
That's why you got the heroin addiction. And that was going to be my next point. Because, you know, they don't get it, they go to heroin because it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same type of high they're going to get, and that's what. And then you got a lot of people who's on heroin.
Yeah, cause a lot of people just think they're on it because they want to be. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want to be on it. Yeah. They just can't get off.
Yeah.
Well, can I say this? Back to marijuana. A lot of people who are against the legalization of marijuana, all that, some of them say that the stuff that people and kids are smoking today, it ain't the same weed they were smoking at Woodstock. I mean, they say it's a lot more stronger. It's a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, it's all scientific now.
It's more like
they got strange.
Back in the day, I remember people was lacing it with vomit fluid, but they still do that.
That's that shit Martin that's went
more,
crazy on.
I guess that's more acid. Acid with all
those. They lace it with vomit. Or they put some crack in it.
Right, but anybody
I heard about them
that.
Putting crack in it. Yeah. I'm like, I heard all kinds of crazy stuff.
They just got creative. Lacing it. Angel dust.
They got creative in 50 years, basically.
Well, even with the water pipes we have now, like there's people
that's what they call
older, you know, anybody older than like 40 comes in there that's a lot different than what we had back in our day, and now they got percolators. Everything's down to science on everything when it comes to that. Like the water pipes now have percolators, inlines to
is the goal to make it stronger
and I think with the
like the high you get today off marijuana today versus the high they were getting over there at Woodstock, you know what I mean?
Right.
Two different things.
I said I smoke. I prefer the Woodstock weed. I like the old brown.
Wait, can you still get that?
I like the old brown, dirty.
Can you still get that?
Yeah, you can still get it. Yeah, yeah. I like to be able to, like, I only want to be high for like 15 minutes, and then I can come down, and then I can get as high as I want for like 15 minutes, and then come down. Now it's like if you get that good stuff, you get high, and then you're there for like 3 hours, and you're like, I did not want to be here for 3 hours.
Right, but my,
like a damn head.
I like controlling it.
No, I mean, if someone with an experience smoking both,
Yeah.
Right. There is a difference between
the
wacky weed from 1970 and what they're doing
now. Yeah. Now I had, it's to a point where it's down to wax.
Yeah. I had a little fight party one time, and I brought and some guy came over and he brings wax in, and just, I've never done it before, but he says it's like, oh, this is just, it's just boiled down weed. It's like 99% THC. I'm like, okay, whatever. I take one hit. It was like, was it like 5 hours? I was still
He couldn't even get a PlayStation started.
Yeah,
Xbox of me.
Yeah, my buddy shows
up. Drooling? Were you drooling?
No, I wasn't drooling. But my buddy showed up with his kids, and he was like, "Hey, can you go downstairs and hook the PlayStation up so the kids can play?" And I'm like, I went down there and I just I looked at it, it hits you right away. Yeah, and I looked at the wires on the back of the PlayStation for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. I was like, I have no idea what's going on. I just like, I told the kids, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wow.
I just had to walk out of the room. And then I went back up there. I told them, I was like, I never want to do this again. This is horrible. It's a horrible feeling. It's
like, you don't even exhale and it's already there.
Yeah.
You're blown out and you're like,
what?
Just hit me.
Let me ask you a question. Me and Shay are kind of on the same. We don't do it, but we just, you know, that's your business if you do it. But where do we draw the line? Like I said earlier, it's like alcohol. I mean, they tried to prohibit alcohol. Look what happened 100 years ago. But like,
well, I mean, but alcohol to me is, I would still say marijuana is 20 times better than alcohol.
And I understand that. But my point is this. I mean, where it gets in trouble is we all say that. You know, you get people getting pulled over for DUIs. They got alcohol. Yeah. They get breathalyzed and all that. And there are a lot of people out there driving around high as a kite too, though, I'm sure. I mean,
well, I mean, it makes you focus. So, I mean, some people, I mean, I was always able, I drove on it
this
before.
This is my point, though. Even alcohol, but some people can handle alcohol. Yeah. Some people can't. We know the ones who can't.
Well, driving, you can't really beat. But what I was getting at with the difference, I mean, driving's the same, like you said, some people can handle it or not. But how many people, like when it comes to alcohol, though, there's also fights. There's domestic disputes.
It does different things. Whereas,
what, away from the driving part? Marijuana, I mean, just relax. Nobody gets in fights. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do.
They chill out, right?
Yeah. And you just want to eat and watch TV or do whatever. Well, but with marijuana, though, you get people want to fight. You get suicides. Yeah. I mean, suicide.
You mean with marijuana?
You mean with alcohol?
Chris
mean with
knows, alcohol. Oh.
We talked about the other job I used to do.
I saw some people talking to dead people and like somebody told them to kill the kids.
Well, I used to pick up dead bodies.
I think it was lace.
Some lace stuff there, yeah. I would say.
I went to a party my cousin had a party some people were smoking in the back room and I was like, okay, well, whatever. And they came out and she said, I see dead people. I'm like, oh Lord. I'm like,
that had to be a little bit more into that.
So
I'm like, what is going on with
John, what was your what was your job before?
I used to pick up dead bodies for the state of Maryland.
For the state.
Yeah.
How about that?
Like, that was my dad's crazy business.
Yeah. What do you mean pick up dead bodies? Like
anything that they needed to do an autopsy. So it'd be murders.
Oh, you go to the crime scene and pick the bodies away from the crime scene after they got done.
Like, help out the coroner.
After they got done tracing.
Well, we would have to take them to Baltimore.
Do the chalk outline. That'd be a cool job.
Well, I mean,
the chalk outline.
A lot of alcohol things that we saw in there.
A lot of alcohol-related issues, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
From the suicides to just people, you know, but like that one guy, his girlfriend broke up with him. He was at a party and he was drunk and just went right out in the parking lot and shot himself.
But here we are. It's 2018, almost 100 years since Prohibition, all that stuff. And look where we are today with the opioid crisis. And we're talking about marijuana still. We're still fighting to make it legal in a lot of places and whatnot. I mean, alcohol is 100% legal, this and that. I mean, we're live and let live, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing with marijuana is weird because it's a plant. And from what I've heard, part of the biggest reason why the government don't want to make it legal is because they can't patent a plant. They can't own it.
Yeah, they can't.
They can't do nothing with it. They can't control it.
Right.
Anybody can grow it.
Yes.
And that's what they're having problems with kratom. The kratom's another thing that they can't stop.
They can't. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I, in high school, I had a debate about it. And I won the debate, just so you know. But I was, it was about legalizing marijuana. And I said, you know, you should legalize marijuana. I said, and I compared it to alcohol. But the thing is, just like you said, studies show that people who are on marijuana won't have all those fights and those wrecks. Those, you know, what you're going to do, pull me over because I'm driving 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just, you know, that's what you're going to do. You're going
to
pull somebody.
Actually had that happen to me.
You know, you're going to be slow. Now, can it cause a wreck? Yes. Or you're going to bump something? Yes. But the likelihood of the tragedy versus with marijuana versus a person with alcohol is greater with alcohol than is with marijuana. And then I talked about even having safe houses, you know, for people who don't feel that they can drive, you can have safe houses with a daycare center. I mean, that was my proposal in my debate. Have those safe houses with a daycare center so that you can have that.
Well, the other thing too, when you, I mean, I guess with driving is when you're like, basically when you all like drink liquor,
right?
You have blackouts if you get
too much.
Enough.
Yeah.
Beer don't really do that, but alcohol does cause blackouts. With marijuana, there's no blackouts. A lot of people, when you see these videos, because I've been in trouble like Chris and been through the DUI process. They show you these videos and they all end with the guy saying, I don't even remember. I just blacked out. Because they don't remember.
Yeah.
And I tried never to do it now. Because it is scary when you get that drunk and you get home and you can't even remember the next day how you got home.
I did that when I was younger,
and it's scary. And you think that's when anything could have happened, and you don't know.
Yeah, back in my day, when I was really bad with drinking, I mean, I had a huge problem in my late teen years. I woke up in the cemetery.
Yeah, so saying, like, mm-hmm.
I didn't know how I got there.
Shovel in hand.
That was there at the cemetery. Don't know who grave I was at, and I was upset.
Steven, how old are you, man?
I'm 23.
23.
Just turned 23 in March.
All right. You like your job?
Yeah, I love my job.
You could be my really son.
Like my All right. Well, you know.
You got Charlie over there in your lap.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah. What kind of dog is that?
He is a black lab and Dalmatian.
Nice.
He's a very nice dog.
Yeah. He's
very
just
friendly.
Turned a year old, believe it or not.
There you go.
He's a little tiny for a Dalmatian, but
for a Dalmatian.
In lab, he doesn't know spots.
But he was he didn't get the spots on his chest.
Yeah, you say he has a couple on his belly.
He has the Dalmatian ears there. I see.
That. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And his paws. If you look at his paws, he's got a little white. A
couple of white dots in between his toes. All right.
But yeah, he's my little sidekick. He goes everywhere pretty much with
him. Hey, before we go to break and before we say our adios to you guys, Simple Pleasure, you guys have an event coming up on
420.
We're all together now.
420. I know what that's about.
All right, so what's going on?
You got all kinds of stuff going on.
We got
having parades.
First, we got Bob Rocks, 115. Bob Rocks will be there on location from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
From 4 to 7 p.m., we have Matt Fields. He's a one-man band, does it all.
Right. Cool.
Real good.
I saw that guy at Thunder Roads.
Yeah, yeah,
man. He does Rocket Man better than Elton John.
I mean, he's awesome. Yeah. He does anything. I mean, he'll be there from 4 p.m. to 7. We also have
our local glassblower.
Like, I was saying, maybe y'all get him on here one time, but Kevin Beecher, our local glassblower, he makes anything from wine glasses to you name it, anything out of glass.
Right.
That's really good.
That's another thing. He has a place in his store that I built where the guy blows glass right there in front of you. That will be going on 420.
He'll be there blowing the glass. Nothing Chris
Love
made.
Glass
it made me a shot glass with chain links.
Yeah,
little glass chain links on it. It's cool.
We also have Scott Griffin out of Philadelphia. He's coming down.
Okay.
And they're going to probably do a collab piece. They're going to work together and make a creation out there. I don't know what they're going to make yet.
Yeah.
But they'll be out floating around. He takes beer bottles and makes them into dragon heads.
This is on 420, April 20th, for the uninitiated. And it's at your Simple Pleasure store?
Yeah.
Inside the store or outside, or what's going on?
Most of it would be inside.
Are
you going to have some food vendors or anything?
We're still working out some stuff. Yeah. I mean, we had CBD samples last year,
okay,
cookies and all that, but we're still working out some of that stuff. And cannabis energy drink was there last year.
You had a big dice
thing. Yeah, that was the cannabis energy drink. Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of them. I was trying to get a hold of them before I got here to confirm whether they're coming yet or not.
Okay.
But last year they gave away cannabis cup tickets too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're
still adding stuff to it. Our Facebook page or Instagram. They're both Simple Pleasures on Facebook and then Simple P420 on Instagram.
Okay.
We'll keep things updated. There's going to be some big sales.
All right.
Okay.
It's usually a pretty busy day.
Gotcha.
And this year's on a Friday. So.
Right here in Hagerstown. What's the address again?
17605 Virginia Avenue.
Old Orchard Shopping Center. Yeah. Right next to, is it Shop and Save now? It was a Food Lion, wasn't it?
Well, that's kind of catty corner, but more with Advance Auto and American Freight Chopsticks.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The old Rocky's location. Yeah. A lot of people around here will know that.
Oh, Rocky's Pizza.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, John, Steven, thanks for coming on and for bringing Charlie and talking up the great debate here on the
marijuana.
Yeah, that. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We'll have you back. Good job. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you out there on 420.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah. All right. We're back. Hub Show. We said our piece to Steven and Porno John. That was good times.
Yes, it was. I appreciate them. And the dog. What's the dog name?
Charlie.
Was
I like people. I like people who name their pets real human names.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have a dog named Roscoe. Is that human enough?
Yes, that is. Roscoe P. Coltrane.
That's over
kids' heads, man. You know that
one? Scary, yeah.
I don't. Hey, man.
You don't know who Roscoe P. Coltrane is?
I know.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
My kids are like, who?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Get him, Flash. He used to love that shit.
Roscoe Jenkins.
Did you like that show as a kid, Shay?
Yes, I did.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, I loved Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. That was like as soon as I got off the school bus.
Because I wore my Daisy Dukes.
And I saw the end of the show. No, it wasn't Mel's Diner.
You saw the end of the show?
But I did watch it. I did watch Mel's Diner. But no, I saw...
Ow!
There's only one episode of Mel's Diner that really sticks out in my head. And they thought they saw... Flo thought she saw an alien spaceship land in the parking lot, and it turned out to be a weather balloon.
I remember that.
I don't know why that one episode just like is very vivid in my head.
Maybe you thought you saw an alien in your backyard.
So maybe. I don't know.
Maybe you could relate to Flo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that story that John was telling us on the way out?
What?
He was showing the news article about what? Some chick in West Virginia?
I don't know. Some chick in West Virginia.
She beheaded her boyfriend?
Yeah, she chopped off somebody's head.
They said, can we get my heads? So that's plural.
The cops pull up and say, hang on, let me go get my heads. Like she's got more.
All her
boyfriends go missing.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah. Only in West Virginia.
Right? I looked into...
I love my West Virginia peoples.
I actually looked into getting shrunken heads one time. That's a real thing. You can go on eBay and buy like a real shrunken head. Like a tribe of cannibals. Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to put that?
What they do is, I got into it and like kind of figured out how they do it.
Yeah.
And they take like a, you know, they'll like take somebody and skin their face.
Yes.
And then they wrap the face around like a monkey skull and it shrinks. They lay it
this
out
is
in
what
the sun.
You want to have hanging in your living room?
They lay it in the sun and it shrinks around the monkey skull. So it is a real head that the person was, and it just kind of shrinks down.
Who donates to that?
I have no idea. And I guess they eat the body and then that's the leftovers. So they just make some art with it. I don't know.
Want it in your house.
I know.
Well, I like weird
from
things.
His rear view mirror like dingle balls. Things.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see the TV show Oddities?
No, I did not.
That was on.
There we go.
Yeah, it was on Science Channel, and this guy had a pawn shop up in New York where he collected. It was a pawn shop for really weird items. Like he had like
shrunken heads.
Shrunken heads. He had like a slice of a human brain, like a sliver of it.
Okay, so that sounds Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
Buffalo Bill.
All kinds of crazy stuff. But so, I mean, you think it's kind of gross, and then you watch the show, and you're like, well, that would kind of be cool to have.
Were you high?
No, sometimes. I don't know. Not all the time, though.
But it still explains it.
Like, if you had, like, imagine that. Like, you had, like, a sliver of a human brain, like, trapped between two pieces of glass, like, in formaldehyde that was, like, tinted green or something, and you hung it on your wall like art, and you could be like, that is a real human brain.
I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that?
No.
I find that stuff interesting.
Only you.
Yeah.
Mm. Only
like
you
could see the different sections and what it looks like.
Interesting, but the fact that you're
Putting it on your wall.
Yeah, the fact that you're putting
it
on
in my house, dude.
I'm not going to put it up. Look at my art gallery.
I would be there with my, like this is the cerebral cortex right here, and this is the frontal lobe. And over
Dr.
here
Canfield.
Dr. Canfield. Yeah.
Bring you back. We got to bring you back.
I'm into neuroscience. I like. What are you into? Like, if you had to choose, like, you enjoy studying, and you like research it,
like
and you're
psychology.
Like you're sucked
I'm
into
a,
it.
I got into anthropology actually, so I do like stuff, like, you know, what you're talking about. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to put it on my...
You wouldn't bring it home to the...
Yeah. I would like to study it to see what the origin of that, you know, that
that's
person
as far
is.
As you go
and,
with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and want to know...
I have a bunch of books on neuroscience and astrophysics.
Yeah. So there's anthropology.
That's two subjects I would never have thought
that from me as a person. But when I got into college, I took an anthropology class because I had to take a class. And I really was intrigued about anthropology. So I wanted to go on some digs, and I wasn't able to go on the digs because I got pregnant with my daughter. But I would love to go on a dig now, you know, to actually discover.
Right. And technology is really changing that stuff. Like they do sonar, and now they're finding Mayan cities and stuff from like satellites.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
They're like penetrating the rainforest.
Just think if you go into like one of the glaciers and everything like that, what you will find.
What's going on in there.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe they can help with the global warming.
Superman did live there.
Because the global warming is an issue right about now, because it is April 9th and it was snowing, sleeting, and raining.
Right.
And it's supposed to be spring, and I wore my spring colors today. And
Mother Nature's on her period.
Yeah, she is.
She is not agree with the groundhog.
She is spotting my bed sheets.
Anything that looked like a groundhog.
What's funny is today, April 9th, Monday, it was snowing.
Right.
36 degrees was a high. But by Friday, we're hitting 81. We'll be forgetting all about this shit.
No, I won't forget, because I'm going to find that groundhog.
And whoop his ass.
I'm going to run up.
Did you know there's groundhogs like spread out all over the United States? There's like Punxsutawney Phil, he's the main one.
You shouldn't blame
there's one in Texas, and there's one in the Carolinas, and there's one in
somewhere.
Anyone
would do to satisfy my
Well, I mean, you know,
satisfy that itch.
Summertime's gonna come in here with a bang. I mean,
I'm gonna love it.
We're heading into mid April. It's just gonna, like I said last week, it's gonna go click. It's going to go from the 60s, so all of a sudden it's going to be 95. We're going to be bitching and moaning.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't complain about the heat. I used to live in Miami, so.
I'm from Texas.
I love California. The heat. I mean, no, I don't mind it either. I'm just saying.
I love
other people are going to be bitching.
In fact, it was snowing today on Monday, but by Friday it's going to be 81 degrees.
I'm excited.
It is jacked up, man.
It's jacked up.
Mother Nature.
There was no spring, really. It's really
last
not going to be
the
spring.
Last year, too, was the same way. It went from this to boom. It got hot.
Global warming. That's what I blame
it's
it on.
Mother Nature, man.
Right. Oh, no, global warming doesn't exist. That's not real.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying it's
that?
Mother Nature.
A lot of people are saying
they
that.
They are wrong.
Wait, what's
they
your theory about global warming?
They are wrong.
I think we need to understand why we have the global warming. I mean, Mother Nature.
It's methane being released from the Arctic Circle.
But also, there's things that we're doing to the system, our environment, that
like the carbon emissions. You talk about
this planet has been through so much already. This is just Mother Nature taking her course.
No,
yes,
I think we don't take care of our planet. It's like we're supposed to
It's been through worse. It's been hit with asteroids and meteors. Been through. It's been frozen over, but that's
from asteroids. This time we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
You think the Earth can't handle us?
We could probably last another 50,000 years if we just did it right.
Yes.
But we're going to fuck it up.
We're going to mess it up.
They say there's a Neil deGrasse Tyson. I went to go see him live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's big into this global warming thing. And he only speaks what makes sense. And, you know, I believe it. He says that we're going to get put to a point here in the next, like, maybe 100 years or whatever, where it's going to be past the point of no return. Because the methane and the carbon dioxide that's being released from the glaciers in Antarctica, they're going to, like, it's going to get to a boiling point. And once it gets up there, you know, then there's not going to be any way to reverse it, because it's going to keep getting hotter and hotter. And there's no way to turn it back.
And then what?
And then everything's just going to melt. All your ice is going to melt. The oceans are going to.
So basically, our grandkids are going to be living through this.
Yeah, the oceans are going to rise. Like even if the ocean rose like 3 feet, Florida would be underwater. You know, I used to live there, and you look on a GPS,
you're below sea level,
right?
Mm-hmm. A lot. You know,
okay.
World's going to change.
It always has.
They always talk about the big earthquake in California. You'd be broken.
Yeah, I was there for 16 years, and knocking on wood every 2 weeks.
Have you ever been through an earthquake? What happens?
No, but what I've been, no.
You've never been in an earthquake?
Hang on. I lived in Reseda, California. You guys heard of the Northridge earthquake in 1994, the last big one they had.
Yes.
Well, that was actually in Reseda. at, it was like literally a block away from my house in Reseda where the epicenter was.
Okay.
So my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, they all lived through that. That thing went down like around 4 o'clock in the morning. This is the most scariest minute.
Right.
Only the last
That never 50, happened in the middle of the day.
50 seconds, 50-something seconds. And, well, yeah, there's been some that have happened in the morning where freeways come apart and all that stuff and cars are falling.
So did you have the bells in your home?
No, we didn't have the bells, but I moved there. I lived in the San Fernando Valley from 97 to 2013 when we left. And I've been through tremors. Mm-hmm. I've been through the little ones. And that scared me enough as it is. Like, I'm in there the first time, right? I had the refrigerator door open, right? I'm looking for something to drink or eat, whatever. All I know is that the dogs out in the backyard are barking all of a sudden. That's what happened. The animals know before we do.
Right.
They're all barking. No one knows why. But then the refrigerator starts to rattle. And all the relish jars and pickle jars. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I stand up straight. And yeah, the house is shaking. And then it stopped. There's little tremors. I've woken up in the middle of the night to a tremor. I lived on the third floor of an apartment building, and I literally watched my nightstand with the lamp, like a wave go up and down. I went with it, and then it just stopped. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been through the big one. I don't want to go through the big one. But yeah. I've been doing enough of that. I was like pissing
Well,
my
I
pants
went through
for a second,
three
man.
Tornadoes. That was Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, what do they look like? Oh. You can see them coming, right?
Oh, my God. Sound like a train.
Did you chase them?
No. Those people are crazy. God bless them.
Yeah.
Because I
can, but you can see it coming from like miles away, and you know it's coming at you, right?
So I only saw one because I only went outside like a dummy and looked. Other times I'm taking cover.
The other time. Did the tornado come hit your home?
Well, it hit the back of my house. You know,
did you see it?
Yeah, did you see it I heard it. It sounded like a train, like this went off the track. It was like screeching. You know, it was. Horrible.
And you can see like a hard line where the destruction is and where it's not.
Yes. And then what's so bad about it? Like when the next day over, when you go out and you look, you're looking like, how did that car get to the third floor window? I didn't get in there.
That's
it
crazy.
Is so crazy.
That's nuts.
It was like, houses are just gone.
Right.
We see the footage every time there's something out there in the Midwest, Kansas or whatever.
Yeah, it's just gone.
Whole trailer homes are just flattened and smashed.
And then right across the street is fine.
Yeah.
You know, how you guys doing over there?
Right. Yeah.
So it's crazy. Like, I've been, the only thing I don't want to go is through a hurricane.
I went through Hurricane Wilma.
No, I don't
Wilma.
Florida, do that.
Right? Yeah, I went through Hurricane Wilma, which was a Category 5.
Ooh.
But Florida's built for that. You know, Miami is made to bounce back.
This is what happens. Exactly. I have customers that buy displays and graphics for me down in Miami, and they all say the same thing. Every September, October, the Weather Channel when the ratings go huge and high because everyone's watching this thing that's supposed to come hit Miami, the eye of the storm, and it does.
Right.
But Miami's built for it.
Yeah.
And my customer's like, don't worry about it. This happens every year.
It happens every year. We'll get a Category 5, and it'll destroy Mexico destroy Cuba, and then it comes over Miami.
Well,
and
Key West
they're out of power. They're out of power for like, what, 3 days? Days,
yeah, but
and
Key
then all
West
of a sudden
got,
everything's
Key
cleaned
West
up and we're back in
last, last time though.
Yeah,
bad.
Yeah,
it
got bad.
Yeah. It got bad.
I mean, and then we had so many hurricanes. I mean, you had Irma and
Puerto
Harvey
But when you're in the eye of a hurricane, I was in the eye of Wilma.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's too big to really fathom in your head. To understand, it's like you're in the middle of a tornado, but the tornado is like 300 miles wide. So, you know, the wind goes from like, they'll say that it's coming in at 2 o'clock, right? And the wind will start picking up and the sky will start getting gray. And then really slowly the rain will roll in. And then over the course of like maybe the next few hours, the wind will go up to like 100 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden it'll just stop and the sky will turn blue. And you'll think it's over with,
and then
when it comes back in, when the eye crosses over, it goes from zero to 100 like instantly.
Oh, really?
And the wind is going the opposite direction.
Right.
So all the trees that were like blowing this way are now blowing that way, and it just rips them out of the ground.
Oh wow!
It just tears all the trees come up out of the ground.
A dang on tornado in reverse to me, just the water.
Yeah,
it's crazy because with those tornadoes, they can split.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Twos, threes,
so, there was so much air pressure on the door because I wanted to stick my head out the door during
Why
Wilma.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Just
Chris
Canfield. You know, I'm living in this.
His head shrunk.
I'm living in an apartment complex, and the apartment complex is like made of like concrete. It's not swaying. It's not There's nothing going wrong with this apartment complex. I mean, it is just a rock in the middle of this, in the middle of 120 mile an hour winds, you know? So it's not, you're not afraid at all. You know exactly what's happening. And I tried to I wonder what would happen if I stuck my head out the door. So I got my hand on the door handle and I put my shoulder into the door to try to push it open. And I couldn't even push the door open. There was so much air pressure pushing back against the door that I couldn't open up the front door.
That's smart. Thank you, door.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't be here.
You know what's crazy, though, in different countries? In the States, when you're at the beach and the clouds are rolling in, the lifeguards will all get everyone out of the water, off the beach, boom, boom, boom. I've been to Ocean City. They do it in California. That's the standard, right? Mm-hmm. We were in Cancun 2 years ago, and they have lifeguards on the beach, but this big storm came rolling through, and we're like, wait, we're already out of the water. We're not that dumb, right? But there's thunder and lightning.
Right.
But I noticed that lifeguards didn't do nothing. Lifeguards got the hell out of Dodge, but they didn't make people get out of the water.
Right?
They're not called lifeguards.
Yeah, basically.
They're not called lifeguards.
I don't know what they are. They're
called lifers.
They're just there for props.
For life.
To make
for
you
theirs.
Feel like you're going to be saved.
Yeah.
The guys are still out there swimming like, dude, you guys need to come in.
Right.
But the fact that we had to tell them to come in, no official from the hotel.
I guess they're afraid that lightning's going to strike the water, and then the water is going to shock people, right? Yeah. But how does the, I wonder how much voltage actually travels.
Find out, Chris.
We don't know. And you just go ahead.
I wonder if it could
systems.
Actually kill anybody if it did.
You'd be
it.
The
or
one
would
to
you
find
just
out,
get shot?
You'd be the one to find out.
Well, you see people actually get hit by lightning.
Yeah, be the new Flash. Chris would be the new Flash.
Right. Train tracks, lightning bolts. He's been through it all. Hurricanes. He's
drank slurricanes.
Let's get ready to rumble, Chris Canfield. No kidding, man.
Oh my gosh.
But people get hit by lightning. They survive. You know.
Well, they survive.
Yeah,
it's a rarity though. It's a rarity to get hit by lightning.
It's rare to get hit
people
by lightning.
Get hit by twice is pretty crazy. It's some,
yeah.
Someone's out to get you. You get hit twice in your life by lightning.
Oh, Lordy. You had the worst luck at that time.
Yeah, I'd pretty be standing there.
I'm like, really?
Have you ever been really close to a lightning strike?
I've been close to it.
Yeah. I've been I've been in the kitchen.
Scary.
I've been in the kitchen and it hit like in the driveway, like right outside the door before. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I was outside when the lightning.
From Texas. They are serious.
Yeah, they get
thunderstorms down.
And
there.
Then we have those ice storms.
Yep.
You know, when it has the golf ball size hail.
Yep.
Yeah. We had it 1 year so bad where it did just damage so many cars and car dealerships. You could buy it. The next day, you can buy a car for cheap.
With a big cantaloupe stuck in the windshield.
Brand new cars for cheap, half the price. But
right.
I remember people, it was a matter of fact, one time it was at a baseball game when we had a hailstorm, and people was getting, seriously injured. And I had this, matter of fact, I was driving home and I had to went under the underpass and I just sat there because it was just so many cars.
It was that bad.
It was
how it is.
It was
driving,
messing up your cars and everything.
Yeah. Even in Florida, those downpours that happen out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
In Georgia, you just got to pull over. It comes down so hard, you're just wait it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your windshield wipers can't even keep up with it.
Yeah, in Florida, people just keep mowing the grass. I would drive with my top down and you would see the storm coming, but you can see the end of it. Because it's so flat, it's just one black cloud, and you see it come over, and I'd be like, oh, I'll be through that in 2 minutes. You just keep on driving, and by the time you get to the other side, the sun's back out, and it's 100 degrees, and your car dries out by the time you get home.
You're just crazy, Chris.
That's nuts. No, that's Florida, man.
That's how it is. People out mowing the grass, and then just...
We cover a lot of topics here. Lots of topics.
Yes,
John was here, yeah.
Yes,
now we're talking about weather. Look at us.
Only us. Well, I tell you what. One thing I think people should really get excited about around here in Hagerstown. Okay. Yeah, ready for it?
Drum roll.
Is.
So they're going to have some events during the summer, for some music. You're going to have the R&B, the Blues Fest coming up.
Oh, that's coming in June. Yeah.
Yep. Then you're going to have the Hagerstown Suns. They're going to do a lot of things.
We're going to be Hub Show at Hagerstown Suns.
The Comic Con going to have. I mean, you got a lot
Hub
of stuff.
Hub Show at
the Comic Con.
Yeah, that's right.
So Comic Con at the Hub Suns. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be everywhere.
It's a lot of different events that you're going to. You can't say you'll be bored.
Yeah. June 16th, Kushwa Brewing Company is the Hub City Food Truck Festival.
Yes.
Oh.
Hub Show will be there.
Yes.
I love me some food trucks. That's like
they're licensed. Everybody,
I work down.
They're licensed.
I work down in DC, and that is if I'm on a site or if I dress, I'm on my way to the job site, and I'll pass the food truck things. I'd be like, Oh, that is where we're going for lunch.
You eat your street meat.
Yeah, food trucks are awesome. They're way better than restaurants.
Street meat?
Yeah, way that's what they say in New York.
No matter what they're serving?
There's usually, they go down in there in packs. So normally there's like 10 food trucks. They just take up a whole city block.
Do you say...
Oh, it's awesome.
Do you say gyro or gyro?
Oh, gyro.
Gyro?
Gyro.
Gyro?
I say gyro.
Actually, what I say is no thank you. Because they taste horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not your thing, huh?
Yeah, we just throw them away. Right. Yeah, we don't
food
like
food trucks, no shit.
I'm not the meat truck person. The street meat, yeah. I'm not doing the street meat.
But they do all kinds of crazy stuff. When you get like in the crazy taco trucks and stuff.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But I like the authentic Mexican food. Like now, when I go home in Texas, I go to the food truck, and they got some real good.
Yeah, LA too, man. Yeah, but the Texas had the same problems they have out in like Southern California.
Like what?
Where these food trucks aren't really licensed and regulated.
Yeah, those be the best ones.
They just
ones.
Pull up like right in front of a some of be real the best. A brick and mortar restaurant and start selling. That's just wrong, man.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, some of those would be the best ones.
They make them be the dirtiest ones.
They make
too,
them
though.
Leave.
Well, I no.
No, that's they what, don't make him leave is the point.
Yeah, they don't. They
in
don't.
LA, that's a big issue. This guy over here with the brick and mortar paying taxes has to go through all the sanitation, health inspections.
Yeah,
and
then you get
and the, whoever, Pedro, Joe Schmo, whoever pulls up in his food truck right in front of him and can operate right on the curb.
The restaurant then, doesn't come out and say,
well,
hey,
they,
you got
to
no, get out of here.
Nothing, they can't been do a big brouhaha out in LA especially. They'll pull up right in front of Denny's and just start serving their food. And then people are like, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
I got to go through all this red tape just to have my business. I got to pay payroll taxes and everything else.
All
and
that stuff. And then you just go to the food truck and they're like, hey, I got your cash and
you
carry.
You know what you're getting in those food trucks. Not out there anyway. It's been a lot of issues.
Oh, really? I only go to the places I know.
No. Now, some food trucks out in LA anyway, they're getting creative. Mm-hmm. Like, they're getting nice. There's like Korean food trucks.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's becoming an art form.
That's
right?
What it is down in
gourmet
D.C.
Gourmet trucks.
Yeah,
right?
They got like slider trucks. I know that. Right? They do the sliders and the fusion, the weird Asian fusion stuff. Yeah, that's the stuff
good
I
times.
Like.
So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff coming up where, you know, if you, it's not a Roach you're in coach Hagerstown, anymore. You don't have to be bored this summer. You got stuff, and they're going to have a lot of things
going on. And 207 is about to pick up.
Yes.
Got some people moved into the building here.
Yes, some event planners.
Shout out to Kelgard Contractors. They're in house.
That's right.
And Elopers Wedding Planners, they moved into 207.
Okay,
so good job,
awesome.
Devonte.
Good job. Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of different things, you know?
Elopers.
Elopers is the
doesn't
name
that mean that means they ran away, right?
Something like
that. Means the parents the parents do not approve of this wedding.
Look inside the conference room downstairs. They fixed the whole place up for their business.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so lots of stuff going on right here on South Potomac.
That's
Shout
right.
Shout out to Devonte Dinkins, who is not here tonight.
Oh,
so
he's
not over here laughing like he's been the last 3 weeks.
Right.
We'll see him next week.
Yes, I definitely. I mean, he's doing big things, you know, so we just want to.
Big things, fool.
Big things.
Big things.
Big things. That's my Texas
twang. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Hey, good time. Let's say shout out to everybody else who we didn't mention. You know who you are, Terrence, Rod, all you guys. And we were supposed to do the path.
Your path. Yes, your path, your professional advancement to hope. We're going to be doing April 21st. Here at 207
South
Potomac Street, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to find out what you need to do to get to your path to home ownership, come out. It's free information. You know, it's the get it now, get it while it's hot information day. So, I mean, you're going to talk with some professionals, talk about how, you know, strengthening your credit, strengthening, you know, meet realtors, and mortgage lenders.
Yep. Different things. House. April 21st.
Yes.
What time?
11 a.m. Shop.
207 South Potomac. So, hey, this is Jay for the Hub Show, for Shay, for Chris, saying we're out of here.
Peace out.
Hagerstown,
I got a pee.
Yeah. You got a what?
I got a pee.
You got a pee? Interesting.
Later.
Let's go out the same way we came in. Peace out from the Hub Show.
Hub Show.
Hello.